You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom's been keeping everybody company for 28 years. Big anniversary for DT today. You doing anything special for yourself tonight? Is this the night you crack open a bottle of silver oak or something? You know, we talked the other day about, you know, special moments, and you hold on to these bottles of wine for these special days and crack one open tonight.
I have one silver oak left. I don't know if I would make
get into
that
it. Get into
tonight
it.
Or not.
Come on, it's your anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Is Gretchen making you something tasty?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. It's, you know, it's a radio show anniversary.
It's your career that you've been, you know, at the top for 28 years. You're not going to celebrate a little bit? You crazy. You crazy, DT. You crazy.
Leftover chili from yesterday? It's really good.
Well, enjoy your gas, I guess. Whatever. Man.
Speaking of ingesting, Jeremy let slip. Well, I guess you didn't let slip. You were just mentioning casually this morning.
I had a question about it, yeah.
Jeremy had this casual question about the number of supplements that he takes. And I said, well, hold on. If you had said, Dom, take a guess how many pills I take each morning, I would have guessed 4, because to me that would seem a little excessive.
Sure.
But it seems like something you would do, 4 or 5 supplements a day.
Mm-hmm.
But tell our listeners how many you take each day.
I'm at 10. I counted out because, you know, every Saturday night I get out my pill box that I have and I put in my supplements for the week. Luckily, there's no like heavy medication or anything right now. It's just all supplements because, you know, as the Rona has been happening, I've kind of upped my game on things that I'm taking. But I'm looking at these 10 pills that I take every day and I'm like, are these doing me any good at all? Or am I just secretly tearing up the inside of my body, you know? Am I making things worse in there that, you know, 5-10 years down the road, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, it's because you took so much flaxseed oil.
Just
now we have to
them all out.
Remove your intestine or something. Yeah, you know, or am I just peeing all this stuff out?
Going back one step, I've got a little pill thing, too. I mean, because I put, I think, 3 things in there. I've got half a Lipitor. I've got 1 baby aspirin, because, you know, they say take an 80 milligram aspirin thing. And a vitamin D. I couldn't fit 10 pills into the little thing that I have. You must have
I got a big pill box. I had to order it.
80-year-old with the pills or whatever.
Yeah, I ordered a special. It's a bigger box, and yes, you can fit about 10 pills in there, and then like a Tic Tac at the end just to freshen your breath too. But yeah, I've popping that, what I do is I divvy them out throughout the day as well, because if I take like that can't be good if you're hitting all 10 at once. So I'll take like 3 or 4 in the morning, a couple in the afternoon, the rest with dinner. Kind of dole them out.
So let me say this. To me, it's something that I would kind of snicker at. You're taking 10. On the other hand, you're in better shape than I am.
Well, we haven't been sick. And I think with kids, you know, in school, I'm like, I'm trying my best to put up a little force field of some sort in my body. And
how much of it is placebo effect, though?
That's what I thought, too. How much of it is?
Can you name what they are?
There's a multi.
You kind of cover it all with the
right.
So you're doing a multi-purpose, but that's not enough. You still got to do another 9.
A B12.
Okay, multi-purpose. B12.
Flax. Fish. Fish oil.
Fish oil.
You got the C. You got your D.
C. Aren't those in the multivitamin?
Yeah, but you want a little bit of that extra now, right?
Well, doesn't the multivitamin give you 100% of the RDA?
Yeah, but you want more than that now, I think.
Why?
Just to have extra protection. It's vitamin C, vitamin D. I mean, it's winter. Vitamin D.
That you do pee that out.
You might, but then the whole being you're not outside enough in the winter, so the vitamin D is giving you a little boost there, just a little extra something, something.
All right.
I got mood stuff. I do St. John's Wort and Ashwagandha. It's called.
What do those do?
It's just like a mood booster.
So
it helps
you're not
brain
all
function.
Grouchy all day?
Yeah,
don't stop taking those.
One of them is it helps boost your testosterone, which
take out some of the vitamin C and throw in an extra one.
Double up on the St. John's Wort, and then I do elderberry, which is also good for your immune system, and then the zinc, which they say you should take the zinc right now.
Well, that's 11.
10. No.
That's 10?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 10. Yeah.
So some of this is like you unplugging the microwave before you leave the house. Some of this is a little, if you're taking a multivitamin, and then everything that's in the multivitamin, why don't you just take two multivitamins?
You could knock probably all of this out, could,
and you
actually.
Could take like four pills, including two multivitamins.
Well, the flax and the fish seed, those are the oils.
This. Take a multivitamin and a Flintstones and call it good.
Don't think that I haven't popped a Flintstones every now and then. Those are up in the cupboard, too. They're so good. They make me, you know, they remind me of my childhood.
It's like how baby aspirin. Remember taking those? You have to chew those up as a kid, and they were orange flavored. Right. And you were like,
yes.
Can we get somebody to call who's an expert? And not somebody who sells supplements.
No.
Please. That's so transparent.
Or if somebody can beat my 10, or if somebody just knows for sure that this is way too much. Anybody that's familiar with vitamins, I mean, they have to be doing something beneficial, right?
No, they don't.
Out of 10 things, not one of those is doing anything beneficial.
No, I'm not saying that. I think it's overkill.
I'm ODV.
I
overdosing the vitamins.
303-691-1MIX. If you, we're going to get the people who are the champions for them. They would be the only people who call. I don't know that anybody would call and say, you're overdoing it. I think most people would be like, yeah, I take 75 supplements a day.
Good God.
And I'm ripped.
I ran to work today.
I found out this morning that my radio partner, Jeremy, is taking 10 supplement pills a day. I'm like, dude.
I feel like that's a lot, but I see some of the calls coming in.
I feel like the majority of people are going to be the supplement, you know, go-getters.
Yeah.
So let's see if they all feel that way. Nikki, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I'm glad you called. What's on your mind?
I am a registered nurse, and I work in assisted livings and long-term care. And I would have to say that I don't know if Jeremy's taking too many, but all of my residents who are in their late 90s, early 100s, they're all on a million vitamins.
So you're saying by doing this, I can live to that age?
Yeah. That's
or
what
she's
I'm
just saying you're old.
Or do you have a room for me?
She's saying you're old.
I don't know. I mean, there's something to be said then if they're in their 90s and 100s and they're taking these supplements, that obviously there's a benefit and they feel good.
Yeah. Or they might not have started until they were 85. You don't know.
You don't know.
Well, Nikki, thank you for the work you do. We appreciate that.
Yeah, no joke. Good human.
Thank you.
And thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you. Here's Talina. Talina, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I am so glad to hear that there's people living a long time for taking a lot, because I take a lot.
How many do you take?
You taking more than me?
I am taking more than you. I'm taking 17, 18 right now.
Wow.
18 pills a day. Rattle them off for us.
Yeah, can you name them?
Yeah, so it's a multivitamin, vitamin C, so I also take extra, calcium, flaxseed oil, fish oil, apple cider vinegar, lutein, biotin, cayenne, garlic, ashwagandha, the vitamin D3, elderberry, forskolin, collagen, garcinia, cambogia, green tea, and B12.
Wow, there's a few of them that we are the same. I've been wanting to do the apple cider one.
You guys are like a Venn diagram where you overlap a little bit. Do you ever, when you're like gulping all of these down, does it ever cross your mind, what am I doing, ever?
Well, for anybody that actually watches me take them, they ask that question.
Do you take them all at once, or do you divvy them out throughout the day?
I literally actually take them all at once. I kind of have to do a little sitting after breakfast, and it takes me, a good 15 minutes to kind of divvy them out and get them down. But yeah, I
that's
I just
impressive.
Get it all done and
that is impressive that you're not puking them right back up.
Do you take a shot of whiskey as soon as you're done? Do you do a little? You slam a shot of something?
I probably should. What's, I feel like that might be healthy too, right?
Is the apple cider a pill form?
So you can get it in pill form.
What does that do for you?
So apple cider vinegar, there's a lot of benefits to that, but some of this is more for like a fat burning effect.
All right.
Listen,
Dom, you take that one.
Don't.
I got you good. I got you so good.
Selena, go have a great day. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you, guys. You have a great day, too.
Stay healthy.
Dang, 17.
Wow, that's a lot.
Stacy, what do you think about that?
Hey, guys. I don't think he should be taking so many. I think if he has a proper diet, he should be getting most of his micronutrients from his diet.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the way our species evolved, we did not evolve taking pills. We ate, you know, natural, you know, grown foods.
And we were dying at 30 and 40, though.
Well, I mean, that's because that wasn't had nothing to do with the supplements.
Bad water. drink more beer. all right, so too many, huh?
Yeah.
I think I'm right in the sweet spot. I mean, 10 feels... I think if I bump up to 11, 12, then it might start being excessive.
Oh, okay. You'll know when
you cross
that line.
I think everything I'm taking is pretty beneficial, though.
Stacy, yeah, I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Steve. Hello, Steve. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, sir.
Jeremy's better than me. He's taking 10 supplements a day. What do you think?
That's not very many.
Well, how many are you taking?
I take about 22 a day, and it all started back when I was told I had diabetes, too, and then I got a bad disease called polyneuropathy, which attacks your nervous system, and they put me on opioids and all kinds of stuff, and I've always been an athlete and eat good and nice, bright-colored food and grass-fed and a whole bit, and then all of a sudden... I learned and educated myself while lying in bed 100 pounds less. And minerals and supplements, it's amazing how we don't get anything out of our food, maybe 30% less, because the soil has been used so many times.
So are you off all your meds and everything now because of the supplements?
100%.
Hey, look at you, Stevie.
Well, I'm glad you're doing so well, Steve.
Congrats.
You gotta run, but thank you for being on the show. All right, 22.
See? Bad
that's
soil,
the top,
Tom.
That's the top end right now.
We got
now.
Bad soil.
Here's Gregory. Gregory, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, boys. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling healthy. Fit as a fiddle.
I feel like an idiot. I'm only taking 3 pills a day.
I just did 400 push-ups during that last commercial break.
Excellent.
How many are you taking,
Gregory?
I'm a chiropractor. I've been teaching nutrition to my patients for 24 years, and your last caller was 100% right. We don't get what we need out of our food, partially because the soil is depleted, partially because the fruits and vegetables are picked green, so they ripen on the way to the store. So we just don't get what we need during the day. Plus, who gets 6 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day?
I was going to say, there's not a lot of St. John's wort in my Cheetos. So
exactly,
that's why I take
exactly.
it.
Gregory, have a great day. Thank you for
thank
the
you,
time.
Sir. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. And time for one more. It's Tasha. Tasha, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what do you think?
I think it's the right amount. Maybe a couple more. I take a lot myself. And kind of like Steve, I have diabetes type 2. I had 5 kids in 7 years, gained a lot of weight, got diagnosed with diabetes. I have currently lost 63 pounds.
Nice.
And part of it I give to my supplements. I take a lot of supplements. I also do smoothies with greens and collagen, and I absolutely feel the difference.
Well, hell's yeah.
Good for you.
You're the poster child.
I'm glad you're feeling well, Tasha. Thank you for calling us, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, my wife makes a smoothie almost every day, and I cannot get over the number of things she's putting in there, including all sorts of leafy green stuff.
That's what they say
the
you should be eating, right?
The
kale,
and the
spinach.
She's throwing all of that in, but you know, by the time it comes out the other end, I don't mean it like that. I don't
right.
mean it comes
no,
out
when it's blended.
By the time it comes out of the blender,
it's still green, right?
Yeah. No, it's been colored by the berries, so it always comes out as like this pinkish, purplish mixture. And it tastes great, and she's got all this green stuff that she's thrown in
she's
there.
She's saving your life, buddy.
They are tasty, I gotta say.
Unless she's, like, putting a splash of, like, Pine Sol or something in there and giving it to you.
I'm sure that's coming. Look, I've already told you, I've already stated on the show, as soon as I die, everybody needs to investigate her immediately.
You need to do that thing where she sets them both out. You know, she'll hand you one and then she's got one where you flip them like they do in the movies. Flip them.
Pull the old Princess Bride.
What's that over there?
Seen.
Flip them. Just in
Watch
case.
Princess Bride for that scene.
Just in case.
She's going to put some Iocane powder in it, eh?